Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice, replacing gas street lights with solar on Prescott Street, by Annalise Vito. The Newtonville Historic District Commission's review of a proposal to replace four gas-powered street lamps on Prescott Street with solar-powered LED fixtures was postponed last week due to lack of a quorum. This may delay a decision that could shape the future of Newton's remaining 77 historic gas-powered street lamps. The proposal, submitted by the City of Newton, would replace four gas lamps at 25, 34, 58, and 75 Prescott Street with standalone solar-powered LED fixtures. Because the lamps are located within the Newtonville Local Historic District, the project requires a certificate of appropriateness from the Newtonville Historic District Commission before work can proceed. According to the application, the project is limited to replacing the lamp fixtures and would not alter surrounding buildings, sidewalks, or roadways. While the proposal affects only these four lamps, it raises broader questions about how Newton will balance historic preservation with sustainability, public safety, and long-term infrastructure maintenance. At the same time, city officials and preservation advocates alike say the success of the project will depend on whether replacement fixtures can maintain the historic character of the district while meeting modern infrastructure needs. Former city councilor and longtime Prescott Street resident Emily Norton said the proposal aligns with Newton's long-standing effort to transition away from fossil fuels. She told Fig City News, "The city has a long-standing commitment to transitioning to clean energy and away from fossil fuels, so this change to the street lamps is consistent with that goal." According to the city's evaluation of a pilot solar street lamp, the proposed solar fixture can produce up to 300 lumens of light, operate for 3 to 6 nights on a full charge, and recharge after approximately 6 hours of direct sunlight. During testing conducted in 2024, the solar fixture consistently produced significantly higher illumination readings than an adjacent gas-powered lamp under a variety of weather conditions. The pilot report also illustrates the broader scope of Newton's gas-powered lighting system. A city map identifies approximately 77 remaining gas-powered street lamps, including 42 within local historic districts and 35 outside of them. While lamps located in historic districts require additional review before they can be altered, the inventory suggests future discussions about replacing gas-powered fixtures could extend well beyond Newton's historic neighborhoods. Gas-powered street lamps have long been defining features of some neighborhoods, such as Newtonville and West Newton, contributing to the historic character that local historic district commissions are charged with preserving. As a result, the Commission's review considers not only the functionality of replacement fixtures, but also whether they maintain the appearance and streetscape of the surrounding neighborhood. Newton is not alone in facing this question. In recent years, Boston officials have debated replacing some of Beacon Hill's iconic gas lamps with LED alternatives, weighing environmental benefits and reduced maintenance costs against concerns about preserving one of the neighborhood's most recognizable historic features. The discussion on Prescott Street reflects many of those same issues on a smaller scale. In comments to Fig City News, former Newtonville Historic District Commission member and current city councilor Tarek Lucas noted that historic preservation and sustainability do not have to be competing goals. "This can be accomplished by the design and materials," Lucas said. "For example, if someone wants to replace their windows, the commission would recommend an energy-efficient window that is also historical in nature." He noted that the commission routinely reviewed proposals for window replacement during his tenure from 2018 to 2021. Councillor Lucas previously lived in the Newtonville Historic District. He said that residents often value the appearance of the existing gas lamps. "The residents and I each admired the design of the gas lamps," he said. "The new solar-powered lamps will still have a historical design to them." When the proposal was first introduced, Councillor Lucas said he shared some of the concerns expressed by residents. "I was worried that the new design of the solar-powered lamps would not be historical in nature," he said. "I applaud the city for recommending a design that maintains the historical character." Norton said she believes the proposed design strikes an appropriate balance, calling the gas lamps a key part of the charm of the Newtonville Historic District. She said the proposed solar fixtures do a nice job of retaining some of the character, adding that she believes it's a good change. The Newtonville Historic District Commission is expected to address the proposal at a future meeting. The next regular meeting is scheduled for August 6th. That's all for today's Fig City News podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.